Fred Film Radio from the 2016 Berlin International Film Festival. This year, we have asked a few of the participants of the Berlinale Talents to send us audio clips in which they talk about themselves and their experience at the creative platform for emerging talents working in the various fields of the film industry that takes place every year at the Berlinale. Here is one of the clips that we received.
Hello, my name is Marshall Smith. I'm from New Zealand, and I'm here under the talent category for music composing. I'm an experienced film composer. I've lived in the UK and am now based back in Auckland, New Zealand. I'm the managing director of a company called The Sound Room, which has been around for about 12 or 13 years. We work predominantly on documentary and feature films, but of course also do a lot of other commercial work, gaming work, short films, and work on a lot of animation as well. Probably what brought us to the Berlinale was a film that was quite well received in Europe and Germany particularly last year, which was called Hip Operation, which was a feature documentary directed by Bryn Evans, a New Zealand director who is also attending the Berlinale talent this year as well. It is a very entertaining and moving feature documentary about the oldest hip-hop dance crew in the world, who come from a little island called Waiheke off the coast of Auckland. They go on to compete in the International Hip-Hop Dance Champs in Las Vegas, and it's a very entertaining film. We had a lot of fun writing the score and also the theme tune, which was called Life is for Living, which has become a minor hit in the Netherlands as well, strangely. Anyway, I guess what inspired me to pursue a career in the film industry, I started off in bands in New Zealand and in London. I guess I was a songwriter, singer-songwriter. I did that for quite a long time. But as I got older, I realised making a living out of being a performing artist and being in rock bands, playing in lots of little venues, isn't really a key to a secure financial future, to put things mildly. So about 8 or 9, 10 years ago, by chance, I was commissioned with my business partner, who was also in my band, to write the score for a major 14-part series for Animal Planet, called Dark Days in Monkey City. That was about a year's work, and without being too blunt, I made more money from that one job than I had from being in a band for 15 years or something like that. So obviously that got me thinking. And subsequently, and I guess from my university days, I've done a lot of short films, a lot of sort of sound design work, and the business sort of grew out of artist and band production, and then developed into initially short films, then documentary, and now feature film. The commercial work really still keeps us afloat. We do an awful lot of work in Southeast Asia, in Thailand and Vietnam especially. We're also doing quite a bit of work now in China, Singapore, Malaysia, and also in Dubai as well. We also still do quite a bit of work in South Africa, which is where Tom, my business partner, is from, and we're doing a feature documentary there as well, for the national broadcaster there. And we've also branched out into Australia as well, where we do a lot of work for major networks there, like Channel 10, ABC, and SBS. Yeah, so we're very internationally focused because New Zealand is so small and so isolated. Obviously, that's a big focus for us, and I spend a lot of time on planes and on the road in order to grow and expand the business and make it viable for us as composers. I guess the biggest news we have at the moment is we've just picked up our biggest feature film, which is a co-production between China and New Zealand, which is actually a feature animated film being produced in New Zealand. And we're actually responsible for the score, for sound design, for voice and character voices, and recording, and also the sound mix. It's a $20 million budget film, which is pretty significant for us, and that's going to be about 2 years' work. So we're pretty excited about that, and obviously I can give you more details when I'm allowed to. So, yes, so why I applied for the Berlinale Talents? I've actually applied for about 3 years running. I've had a few friends who have done it from New Zealand and elsewhere who thought it was fantastic. As an opportunity, it's just been wonderful. I'm obviously coming to Berlin, seeing an amazing city, but I've met countless people. I've actually run out of business cards. I had to get some more printed. You know, it's been a fantastic opportunity to obviously connect with other filmmakers all over the world, which is very important for us. And it's also been very inspiring. I think I've learnt some very practical hands-on things, like we've recorded or had a recording session observing the Babelsberg film orchestra, which was very, very amazing, and also spending some time with various German composers and sound designers as well in hands-on sessions in their studios, which was very inspiring, and also good to see that we work in a similar way, if you know, 30-hour flight apart. So, no, look, it's really been wonderful. I'm losing my voice, as you can probably tell from talking too much. Have drunk a lot of red wine at various functions. We've been fed very well, and had a good chance to kind of have a look around the film scene here and really get an understanding of the European cinematic experience. Yeah, so very, very pleased to be involved, and, you know, hoping to obviously, as a result, work with some other talented film directors and producers from all around the world. So thank you, Berlinale, and thank you, Berlin, and, well, we look forward to perhaps being back here again. If you are interested in perhaps finding out a little bit more about the work that my company does, again, my name is Marshall Smith, and our website is www.thesoundroom.co.nz. We've got a lot of samples and sounds and pictures on there of the work that we've done all around the world. Thanks for listening. Cheers.
Thank you very much for listening. From the Berlinale Talents edition of the 2016 Berlin International Film Festival, you are listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.